to share with our next guest. He's not really a guest, folks. He's more like part of the show because he practically has his own segment, since many times it goes, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes. Would you please say hello to what? What do you mean, no?
Sorry, he wasn't ready while you were saying that, and now he is ready. Sorry.
So you stopped me for no reason.
I did, yeah, I did.
Is this how you ran the whole thing while we were gone? Like
pretty
this?
Much.
Okay, good
pretty
for
pretty
you.
Much.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Landoff.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I want to share an observation with you, and this is just further proof that the some of the European people have a lot of things all screwed up, like a lot of this socialism stuff. But here's another reason I think they're kind of missing it. In Germany and Amsterdam, there are a lot of bicycles, and then when you do see cars, you know, most of them are foreign cars. I saw three or four Fords. I didn't see one Chevrolet. What's the matter with these people?
I don't know.
That did it for me. I thought, no. What is wrong with you people?
So did you ride a bike?
No, I didn't have to ride a bike.
I didn't think so, but yeah, I mean, they're like bikes apparently all over. You know, were you in Paris, or where did you go in France?
We went to
Strasbourg.
Strasbourg, and you've been over there, right?
Yes, I've been to Paris.
Have you been to Germany?
No.
They don't like us. They know that there were German people on our ship. They didn't like us. They were rude. And where else besides Paris have you? Where did you see a lot of bicycles? I guess in France.
In France, I mean, there's a lot of people on motorcycles and scooters.
Yeah.
And it's legal to drive in between the vehicles.
Well, it's also legal in California to do that, which I think is insane.
I'll say one thing, but the big difference is the size of the vehicles in the U.S. versus the size of the vehicles, you know, in Europe. Like, if you have a group of there's six of you and you want to go someplace, you got to take two vehicles. You're not going to find a vehicle unless you go ahead early on and get a van or someone to, you know, to drive you around. But the first few days, I mean, those motor scooters flying by, they scare the heck out of you.
Well, it's called lane splitting, and it's also legal in California. And I think it's insane.
I tell you what, they are good drivers there. The very few times do I see accidents, and I mean, there's cars everywhere in their streets. They're not like north and south, east and west like ours. I mean, there's just cold. I mean, there's turnabouts everywhere. And ask Mimi Londo, she's probably listening because she missed you so much.
Do you know why the drivers are so good? I don't know if you heard last hour, but I explained it. I'm serious. Do you know why they're such good drivers?
Because why is that, Frank?
Well, to get a license over there, you need to be 18 years old, and everybody's required to take a 20-hour certified course, and if you fail either the written or the driving test, you have to take the entire 20 hours over again. They don't mess around when it comes to driving. And when you get a DWI over there, unlike here where you can be Leonard Little and kill somebody and not go to jail, you get a DWI over there, you're done. I mean, they do not screw around. And yes, people know how to drive because they don't get a license until they prove they really know how to drive. And you're right. Heavy traffic, bumper to bumper. We did not witness one fender bender collision, no road rage, nobody screaming at each other, no horns honking, nothing. And it was nonstop traffic. And if you don't get out of the way and you're crossing the street, you'll get run over.
Yeah, I mean, there's still heavy traffic at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You know, in Europe, and 11 o'clock at night. So you had a good time?
Had a good time, because who you're with determines whether or not you have a good time. And we were with, well, it's true, and we were with AM and the PM people, and we're all like-minded people. It was a wonderful, wonderful bunch of people. And a couple of them asked about you. Not more than a couple. A few of them asked, how come John's not on the trip? And I said, well, you'd have to ask him then, I guess.
To ask Mimi Londoff. She just, she won't do a cruise.
This was not even like a cruise. John, we never even once could tell we were on the water. This boat does not move except forward. The Rhine River, except for a little current, has no movement.
I would love to have gone. We'd had so much fun. But hey, listen, I love my wife, and she just, it has nothing to do with the people. She just doesn't want to, you know, be on a boat for a long, long period of time.
Well, we had a woman with us, a listener, and she'd never been on a cruise, and she said she's avoided them her whole life because she's scared of water, and she doesn't like being on the water. And she said, I am so glad I did this, because now I realize it is possible to be on a ship on the water and not even know it. The scenery is so beautiful. You look out the window, you could be on a slow-moving bus. That's how steady it was. So I would say maybe next time, but there won't be a next time, and I can't thank the people enough. But seriously, I was prepared to take a couple of pictures of some Chevys over there and then Photoshop, you know, Johnny Londoff on the back of them. There wasn't one to take a picture of. These people don't even know, you know, to buy Chevys or what a great thing they're missing out on over there.
Well, that's why we want to keep them all here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet for the great AM and the PM crowd who are coming every day to get the great deals that because they're AM and the PM. And then more and more and more people, I'm telling you what, have that app downloaded and they're listening strong. Now here, we've got some exciting news. Besides, this is the last day, folks, of this massive 4th of July sales event. You don't have to fully take delivery today, but you should come in or call us or email us and lock in on the price on the new car. And all the prices are online at lawndoff.com. Do me a favor. Make sure you're sitting down when you go online at lawndoff.com. If you're standing up, you might fall down going, those prices are crazy low. What's wrong with that guy?
Yeah.
So say hi to Mike Grokowski. Better name is Mike G.
I've met Mike before. Hello, Mike.
Yep, good to talk to you again.
You too.
So, Mike had this deal where he wanted to retire many months ago, and he made an entree over to, we contacted Chip Unterberg and Mark Thornton and Dave Moore, and then he said, you think Johnny will take me back? Because I didn't want him to retire.
Yeah.
But guess what? He's out of retirement. He's back, and he's better than ever. So I know there's a lot.
Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hear retirement is boring anyway.
I'm not gonna find out about it. I mean, I think as car dealers, we're kind of like, attorneys. They practice law forever, right? So I might slow down a little bit, but I still have fun. I tell you what I'm doing, and thanks to I'm getting out of my office more and going down and talking to customers and helping sell cars. It's what I love to do. I don't know if you know this, Frank, but I like to talk.
Uh-huh. I've not noticed that. Like, can I ask Mike? Mike, how long were you actually retired? What amount of time?
Oh, 7 months, 8 months.
Okay, can I tell people, since I'm sure you won't, let me tell them exactly what happened here. Folks, what happened was Mike G retired, and it didn't take long for him to realize that. You're married, right, Mike?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. It didn't take long for him to realize that all he had done was given his wife an opportunity to tell him what to do all day, every day. And he realized, I might have been a little better off getting out of the house for 8 hours a day or so. Have I pretty much nailed it?
It's hard to believe. It's like you had insight into my home. That's exactly what it was like. So I figured I'm going to come back here where it's easy.
Yeah. And fun.
In fun.
Yeah. A lot of laughs.
I want to share this with everybody. We got home. We've been gone for 2 weeks. We get home. I'm not making this up. When we finally, my daughter picked us up and she takes us to the house. We get out of the car. The first thing my wife said to me, don't forget to take the trash barrel up. They pick up tomorrow morning. That's the first thing she said to me after we got back home. Start barking out orders again. So that's a dose of what retirement would be like. So I'm not interested in retiring. In this business, I may not have a choice pretty soon, but I'm not looking for it. So welcome back, Mike.
Well, thank you, Jim.
You know, Frank, you keep saying stuff like that.
Because it's true.
I invited Mike to come up here, and we're talking about a couple of deals. I'm like, but you know what? Why even bring that up? You're at least 10 years from thinking about going even more part-time. I mean, you're 4 days a week now. You got to be exhausted. I mean those.
Well, I've got what they call stamina. I can go 12. I could probably go 15
minutes.
Hours a week if I had to. No, we're talking about work.
Oh.
Yeah, we're talking about work here.
Yeah,
so, Mike, good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
And thanks for sharing with other listeners who may be thinking about staying home with their wives all day, every day, what kind of living hell that can be.
So, So did you take the trash out like you were told to?
Well, yeah, he did.
No, I didn't. I said, take it yourself.
Right.
Here's what we got. We got Silverado double cabs. 20% of MSRP is a rebate. At Lomnock Chevrolet, we're just taking that, making that. You know, go online and check them out. It's anywhere from $12,000 to $14,000 off a 2019 Silverado double cab. $1,500. All right? And then it's 15% on crew cab LTs. All right? So that's like $11,000 off MSRP on an LT crew cab. I mean, crew cab. So unbelievable deals and all kinds of great incentives on Colorado and Blazer and Equinox. And so listen, fame of the PM crowd, first of all, it's so glad to have you back, Frank, but I had so much fun last Wednesday in studio.
Was he in here Wednesday?
Yeah, listened.
But he never mentioned that to me.
I didn't think to bring it up.
How long was he in here?
He was in here for the whole hour. Well, no, I came in about maybe 15 minutes into it. I had Dr. Doug and Johnny Lundoff in the studio with me.
How things change when you're not here.
We popped it on the cruise ship.
I didn't. I didn't listen to 1 minute of it. Well, I'm on vacation. I didn't listen to it.
You weren't paying any attention. I'm going to send you a video of Dr. Doug and Drake Lawndoff.
Drake,
he was in here as well.
All right, I've met Drake. He's a great dog.
Quite the all-star cast.
All right. Well, Limey, you actually put a real show together.
I did.
You had guests and everything.
Yeah, right.
Pretty impressive.
Dr. Doug and Drake was just—he knew it's like, oh, this must be a vet. I gotta get up close and personal to him and hang out. But Dr. Doug was doing this. I just sent you the video. So he's on the air answering a question. Drake is up in his lap, and he's licking all over his face. And Dr. Doug's and he's still answering the question, and he's laughing, and he's petting on him, and he's hugging and kissing on him. I'm like, oh, man, I had to video this because it was the second time that Drake got up there.
Well, what Drake was trying to say in dog talk was, just so you don't get any ideas, I've already been neutered. Okay.
We actually had somebody call up and ask a couple of questions about trucks with a Johnny Lundoff.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got a text. Oh, here he sent me a text already. I see it. It's got a picture here of the studio with Drake licking Dr. Doug in the face. So this is hard evidence that he actually was in here.
All right. Yeah. I need to go on the Frank Opinion, the AM and the PM Facebook page. It was pretty. That was awesome. And so, Trevor, thanks for having me in.
Thank you for joining me, sir.
Send it to me, John.
We're all glad that you're all back safe and sound. And what does that term mean, safe and sound? Why don't we just say, hey, glad you're back safe?
I don't know about the sound part. I'm not sure what that does mean. I've never...
Sound of mind? That you didn't go crazy? Oh, you were on that vacation?
Got me there.
You were with your beautiful wife that entire time, right?
Except for the red light district, yeah. In Amsterdam. I told her in Amsterdam, I said, I'm going to go out and see if I can get a U.S. paper. I'll be back in a couple hours. No, that didn't happen either. But, yes, she was there, as were about 70 fantastic listeners. Your name did come up a few times. There were some people that mentioned that they drove. These were the most loyal listeners I think you can have. They mentioned that they drove Lawndoff vehicles and they went to Ballast Dental Care, and it was the perfect group of people to travel with.
Well, speaking of perfect, I'll just have to say you're about perfect, Frank.
No, John. Okay. Thank you.
Tonya.
Well, now it's getting uncomfortable.
I have an answer if you're interested.
You have an answer for what?
For what safe and sound means?
What does it mean?
Just ask 30 seconds
and now.
Ago?
And now, here's Tim Woodburn with an explanation
of what
sound means.
I'm about to have an unpleasant sound effect played after I say this, but I'll go ahead and say it anyway. Safe and sound means that a person has found refuge, meaning safe, and they are not harmed, which means they are of sound body and sound mind.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
You're welcome.
There you go. Good to hear that again.
Thank you, back. Safe and sound. Give us a call, AM and the PM crowd. We love you here at Johnny Lawndoff Chevrolet. 314-837-1800. 314 837-1800. Had a customer come all the way from Pocahontas to buy a vehicle from us. Mm. And it's because of the show. He's been buying from someplace else. And he's so nice. Gosh, dog, he was so super nice. And thank me for coming out and talking to him. I'm like, oh, no, I'm thanking you for coming here. So that was good stuff. So 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365. And have we talked about the on Amazon Prime Endeavor?
I don't think so.
The British detective crime program?
No, I've never heard of it.
All right, check it out, Endeavor.
Okay, I'll do it. All right, John. Welcome back, Mike G.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right, John, thank you. Bye-bye. We didn't talk about that, did we?
No, I don't think so.
It's in its sixth season. It's not like it just got released.
Nope. So what are you trying to say, that John's a little behind in his...
No, I'm saying you are, because obviously he's watched it.
Well, thanks. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Music right. Maestro. I need somebody else, not just anybody. Boy, can they use you, Josh Bauman, over in Europe. Some of the weirdest Wi-Fi cellular stuff pops up on your phone. I didn't even know what it meant sometimes. I knew I had cell service, but then I'm wondering... When I get home and get my bill, did I do this right? You always wonder if you set everything up correctly and you're not getting hit with some big charge. Josh Bauman is in the studio, which I assume he was the last couple of Mondays. He is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldstlouis.com. Here to talk to you about all your tech problems and answer your questions. By the way, the phone number's here. Unlike the fake numbers the fake numbers that Limey gave you for 2 weeks, which are the wrong numbers, our numbers are 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
Well, how are you?
Good, I'm good. I really enjoyed the pictures that the Frank Opinion page was putting on Facebook.
And you know what? I'm so bad about that. I should have done a lot of videos, but I didn't because I don't know. I've gotten bad about that. It's a good thing. Has Bill put his stuff up yet? He hasn't, has he?
He's put some.
He's been posting it throughout the trip.
Bill's been putting things on his page.
Good.
I've been putting things on.
I did too.
Good, good. They'll make up for what I didn't do. But, yeah, in a perfect world, you could have gone. Everybody could have gone.
Yeah, my wife was upset. She's like, why didn't we go? We should have gone. So,
well, if you were full-time players on the show.
Well, she didn't mean that. She just wanted me to pay to go. So.
Oh, pay to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's women for you.
Yeah.
So you're going to get called. You always
sure.
do. But before that, is there anything? And I will say, I can't speak for other carriers like Verizon or Sprint or any of that stuff, but I will say that to AT&T's credit, when I did call them before we left, the woman said to me pretty much exactly what Julie, our travel agent, said she would say, and that was that you really don't have to do anything. She said, when you get there, you'll get an immediate text when your phone, when it realizes you're out of the country. And sure enough, it popped up and said, you know, we realize that you're out of the country. It'll be $10 a day. Don't worry. Use your phone just as you'd use it at home, blah, blah. But made you feel real comfortable about what you were going to do. That you didn't have to change anything for $10 a day.
Now, I wonder, hopefully you won't get charged like per minute usage.
No. It's exactly the same package you have at home.
Really? $10 a day? That's cheap.
And that's only if you turn on your phone. If you don't, it knows the days it's on. If you go a day and don't turn it on, you don't pay $10 for that day.
But yeah,
I have it on every day.
That's worth it.
And I will tell you.
Send pictures, texts, emails, whatever.
Sprint sucks over there.
Sprint sucks here.
Well, unless you're on Wi-Fi, unless you were on the Wi-Fi, but just using your phone out normally, it didn't work that well. It was very sporadic, and then it's 25 cents a minute if you make a phone call.
Now, you know how you see on cellular, you'll have like four bars, and it'll say LTE or something. What is it? Something like that. And 4G. And there were a couple of things that popped up. I didn't have any idea what they were.
Those were local carriers.
Okay.
So the emblems that you see up there that say LTE or whatever, those are pushed by the carrier that you're on. So likely those were the name of the carriers that AT&T was using to give you service. service.
Okay. So what do we need to know before we get to calls?
And if you have Hulu and you are a fan of Seinfeld, Hulu has added a shuffle button. It's called the yada 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 button.
Mm-hmm.
It will, instead of watching episodes, you know, episode one, episode two, episode three, it will randomize the episodes for you, so you get a random pick of episodes. That's okay. Something that they just recently added. A little trivia today. Would you like to take a guess how old Amazon turned this week?
Well, we'll go around the room. I'll say 10 years, Limey.
Say 16.
And I'll say 12.
25. Ooh, Mr. Know-it-all.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Know-it-all.
Yeah, Jeff. 5 years. Jeff Bezos.
I don't even think he looked it up. I don't think he had the time to look it up. What'd you call him?
Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, incorporated Amazon 25 years ago, and they shortly after that started selling books online and became the juggernaut of a company that they are now.
Hey, I just had a thought. When we were over there, I don't care if it was Germany, France, Switzerland, I kept watching people walking around like they do here looking at their phones, and I wanted to yell to every one of them, you know it was our people who invented that stuff. Their names were Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and you're all using our stuff. That's what I wanted to yell. But that's what I thought when I saw all those people. I thought, I was so proud. That technology is ours.
Well, in the telephone, I mean, you could say that just about the telephone in general.
Yeah.
That is pretty interesting to think.
That's something to be proud of.
All of that came from here. You guys remember handheld cassette decks,
sure.
Right? The original Walkman or whatever?
Yeah.
There is a company that has started a Kickstarter for a Bluetooth cassette player. And I didn't know this. I'm not big in the music scene, but apparently cassettes are coming back.
Like, they are.
The same way that records came
and vinyl,
back.
Wait a second.
Mylar tape cassettes?
Yeah.
No, then no.
Whoa, hang on.
Let me make a prediction. There aren't going to be more than a handful of people who want a cassette.
I don't know.
Dad, if you're listening, keep your cassettes. My dad has a huge collection of cassette tapes, and if they're making a comeback,
supposedly they are.
Can I tell you something? He can keep them all he wants to. They will all disintegrate. I don't care.
Age-wise, yes. They will fall apart once they reach a certain age. They dry rot and just fall apart.
Right. I've had it happen.
But this new cassette deck that this company is coming out with is going to be Bluetooth. There's not going to be a headphone jack on it. So you'll have to use Bluetooth headphones to use the device.
Who in the world now wants to put in a cassette and then back it up, rewind it?
Right.
Who would want to do that?
I know. That was my thought, too. But the article I was reading today said that cassettes are making a comeback.
They are.
I don't. Why?
I have no idea why.
Can I explain marketing to you people?
I think the nostalgic
Here's how marketing works. When you put out the word that they're making a comeback, there are people who will think, I have to give. No, they're not. They're not making a comeback at all until they say they are and you buy into it. Then they'll make a comeback.
Sure.
Here's what it's like. It's like a company that runs a sale. And I have actually witnessed this firsthand in St. Louis. Okay. They'll have a 4th of July sale. And they'll go ahead and put together the commercial before the 4th of July, and here's what the commercial says. Due to the huge success of our 4th of July sale, we've decided to continue it. They put that ad together before they know if the sale was successful or not, because it plants in the mind of the people that it was so successful. Well, we still get in on that. And that's what I think this is.
It could be.
Making a comeback. No, they're not. But they will now that they've said they're making a comeback.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
So what struck out to me is that there will be no headphone jack on this device, that you'll have to use Bluetooth.
But will you still have to rewind your cassette?
I assume so.
Of course you will.
The pictures that I looked at, it looked like the original Sony Walkman.
How many people in this room are old enough, except for Limey, to remember when your cassette tape, the tape itself, got tangled up in the machine and just chewed up.
Excuse you. I had a Walkman.
Okay.
I understand. You had to delicately pick it out.
Pull the tape out.
And then you had to rewind it with a pencil.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. You are old enough to remember that. Who wants to do that again? Nobody. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. You want to take Kathleen's call?
Sure. She's been holding long enough. Kathleen, your wait is over. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Kathleen, your phone went.
You are very, very low, and it's not on my side.
Betty Wampus
try it again.
Again,
Kathleen. Say anything.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, where are you calling from? Austria?
Prison?
No. This happened earlier, and then she called back, and it was great.
Kathleen, just call us back. We'll watch for the line. Call us back. Okay, that won't work.
Interesting.
Go ahead, John.
So 7-Eleven has started delivery service for Slurpees. I am not kidding you. I found this. They will deliver. I looked out of curiosity. They won't deliver in my town. But if you're at the Arch, on the Arch grounds, you're within 7-Eleven's delivery range to receive a Slurpee.
That's awesome.
Kathleen's back.
Let's try this again.
All right, here we go.
All right, Kathleen, let's take another run at that. Are you there?
Yeah, I turned off my Bluetooth. So
much better. Oh, perfect. Right, what do you got for Josh?
Virus protection. Which one is kind of the least expensive, but not, you know, still does the good work? Because right now they're wanting to charge me like $80 for a year.
Yeah, so I have, on the personal side of things, I've been out of touch with antivirus. I know the big players out there are still Symantec and Norton. You're going to have AVG has been a good one historically. Kaspersky has been a good one historically. Some people don't like Kaspersky because they're a Russian company. But as far as the price for their yearly subscription service, I don't know off the top of my head. It's funny because my mom just messaged me this same question last night. And I haven't looked into it yet.
Is McAfee some people call it McAfee or
McAfee?
Yeah.
That's another big player. He kind of went crazy off the deep end. But the company is still around and is still viable. I would check into obviously Norton, Symantec, McAfee, and Kaspersky and AVG, and just see. Pick whatever one.
A Russian virus protection?
Yeah, Kaspersky for a while was one of the top-rated antiviral companies for several years.
There's companies that stopped carrying it because of allegations of Russian interference.
But yeah, there was nothing really tied to them.
Well, they quit carrying their product.
Yeah. Isn't AVG? Yeah.
I think Best Buy quit carrying it.
Is the free AVG any good?
Yeah, it has been. Yeah, it historically it has been pretty good. It offers baseline protection. If you upgrade to their paid service, you got a little bit more protection, backup stuff. I wasn't honestly even sure that they still had their free antiviral. But yeah, if you're willing to go for it, I would do their free AVG.
Which free? What's it called?
It was just called free AVG, if I remember right.
Oh, AVG. Okay.
Yeah.
AVG?
Yeah, the letters.
A is an apple, V is in Victor, G is in goat.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. And then the second question I have is, so I went and got the Google Mesh like you asked.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you said something about, you know, because I was having problems getting TV in my bedroom. And so then I put the Fire Stick in the bedroom, too, to try it because the smart TV didn't seem to be working very well. So I put the Fire Stick, and I'm still having problems with Netflix and my porn channels.
I knew what you put in the bedroom. That's what it was. Way to go, Kathleen.
They're still like it's still pausing and buffering and all that. You know, it's just like, but I, you know, on my phone. Well, of course, I don't use Wi-Fi on my phone.
That would be the next step. Bedroom. Yeah, that would be the next step to troubleshoot that. Turn your Wi-Fi on your phone. Connect. And if you really want to get detailed about it, stand relatively close to the TV or where your Fire Stick is, and see if you have a similar experience on your phone. Do you know what your download speed is from your carrier?
No, I have AT&T. I'm supposed to have the best, and they want me to upgrade to their fiber optics.
Yeah. So do this. Use your phone or use a laptop computer if you have one. Get on Wi-Fi in that general area. So your bedroom, by the TV, by the Fire Stick, whatever.
Oh, well, it's gonna be hard because the TV's on the ceiling.
Wow, Kathleen, is there anything more aggravating than watching porn and just when they get to the good stuff, it buffers? Oh, I hate it when that happens. I hate that.
Oh, my goodness. On the ceiling. That was a good one. Use your phone on Wi-Fi and go to a website called fast.com. That okay. is that's a website that, that Netflix will direct you to run a speed test. So that kind of simulates streaming content to your phone by going to this website, and it does a download test. So I'd be really curious to see what your speeds are.
What should she look for? What speed?
Man, you're going to want over 8 meg a second, over 10 meg. You know, the higher you can go, the better you're off you're going to be. But, man, I would say 8 at a minimum to really have a decent experience. Be able to stream something and be messing around on Facebook at the same time on your Wi-Fi. Or, you know, have more than one or two people using Wi-Fi at a time. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Fast.com, like when I go to fast.com at my house on my phone or one of our laptops, I'm pulling down 80 meg, 90 meg, 100 meg, easy. And that's with my son playing video games or watching YouTube, and we're streaming content to at least one television at the same time. So for you to get any sort of stream that's not going to buffer, you're really going to need at least 8 to 10 meg worth of download speed.
Okay, cool.
And then, awesome. So the other step that you could go, take this a step further, leave the bedroom, as entertaining as that is with your TV on the ceiling, go to your main Google Wi-Fi point and see if it's any different there. My estimation would be it probably won't be, but it would be curious to know that. And then you could go back to your carrier, AT&T, and say, look, I did this download test from fast.com, whether or not they'll say, you know, they'll agree to support that or say, yeah, that's a good site. But you can tell them, hey, I'm seeing this download speed. This is not what I'm paying for, or I need more, or, you know, whatever the next step might be.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much. I appreciate the information.
Yep.
Kathleen, thank you. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Oh, Kathleen, one other thing to look at. In your Google Wi-Fi app on your phone, you can get into...
Oh, yeah, the Google Mesh.
Yeah, you can get into the settings, and it will tell you the connection speed that your Google access points are seeing. So at the top of the Google Wi-Fi app, if you hit the globe and then click on Internet, mm-hmm. it does a speed test every day. So it will tell you what your download and upload speeds are. Like, I'm looking at mine, and I have 205 meg download every day.
Oh, great to know. Thank you.
Yeah. That just popped in my head. That'll save you some time. So that go straight to the source there. Open up that Google Wi-Fi app and hit the internet icon or the globe icon, and then click the word that says internet, and it will tell you your daily internet speed. It tests it randomly every day.
Great to know. Thank you very much.
Yep,
Josh.
Not a problem.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Bye-bye.
Yours is what speed? 200.
204.
You said you want 8 at least, and you have 200. That's like lightning fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Honey, how do you get such fast?
That's Charter's default speed right now. If you
Wow.
Yeah, 200 meg is their base package for people. I've seen it Charter offering in a neighborhood next to mine 400 meg base. So double the speed that I'm seeing.
Man. Yeah.
And realistically, unless you're downloading movies or just a ton of data, You really don't need that much speed, you know.
Yeah, but like it's nice to have.
Oh no, I agree. I agree completely. So yeah, back to the Slurpee talk. You can have stuff from 7-Eleven delivered.
How do you keep a Slurpee frozen?
I don't know. That would be.
Do they have some kind of a Yeti?
I'm sure there's like some dry ice.
I'm
or
sure
something.
They'd have to.
Weren't they talking about McDonald's going to start?
Well, you can.
Is everybody so lazy they can't go anywhere to get in? You have to have everything delivered. Holy
think about it on a cold rainy evening, and you open up your Uber Eats app and you order some Taco Bell and have it delivered.
And then you got to pay what $10
I've
to
never
get
used
the
it.
Food.
I don't know.
On top of the
well, you
food?
Have to otherwise. How could that be profitable, having
right.
people drive
yeah,
everything
they
got to
pay the driver or something. Yeah, I don't know what the surcharge is.
And see, that's what I've never understood. How can everybody come out making money? The driver, the food source, Taco Bell, McDonald's, whatever it is. How can everybody be making money when you're having this stuff delivered? And when you're having tacos delivered, what could that cost? $8 or something?
I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't get how... Eventually, the human race, nobody's going to be able to walk.
Sure.
Because they will never have used their legs.
Yeah. You ever seen that movie, Wall-E?
Yeah.
Who?
Wall-E?
No.
It's just this little robot. Trust me. Watch it with your grandson.
Yeah. It's a cartoon. Disney cartoon. It's good.
Oh, it's Pixar, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wasn't it? Yeah, Wall-E.
Yeah. Wall-E, yeah. So, did they have Uber in Europe where you guys were, do you know?
Not I heard that we knew.
I didn't try it, but I heard yes, they do. Okay. I never once looked. I should have just bothered at least to look on my phone to see if it would call somebody up. But I heard yes, we didn't need it because
right.
we had transportation.
Sure.
But I think they did.
So I was in Vegas last week, and we took a taxi. From
Where'd you stay?
The Caesars. We normally Ooh. Stay at the Cosmo, but we stayed at the Caesars. My hotel room had two toilets in the bathroom, one without a lid and one with a lid.
Get like out. No, that's a bidet.
Wait, yeah, you know
that was a bidet.
Really
you didn't poop, did you poop in that?
Okay.
Did you poop in the bidet?
No,
that's
I didn't.
That's
yeah,
his and hers, so you can enjoy the couple experience
right,
out there.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
Yeah.
You remember that old SNL skit where they had the love toilet? And it was two toilet seats made as one where you sat back to back. It was hilarious. So did you have a bidet in your room?
Yes.
Can
yes.
I tell you something? I've been in rooms with bidets. I'm scared to death.
I wouldn't sit on it.
No, I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I've never known how to use that thing. You sit out. You do. I guess you sit on mm-hmm. it or do you squat over it? I don't know. And then there's the two or three different nozzles.
See, this one only had one.
Okay. Where's that shooting? Right up in your hole?
Well, this
your butt,
was,
your butthole?
It, was
no, it
in,
does.
It was in the front of the station, so I would assume I would have had to scoot to the front of
That's
it.
That's for the woman's part.
Right.
There's
right.
a second stream for the poop hole,
See?
And there's one for her front hole. No, there is. And I, it's confusing.
Front hole?
Well, yeah, she has two. We have one. It's confusing. I'm scared of them.
I was worried about water temperature. You get that too hot, that would be bad.
Or too much pressure.
Well, that too.
Then you've got some internal injuries. No, I have never used it because I stare at it, and there's a couple of different levers or pedals and a couple of nozzles. They need an instruction chart. Here. Here's what, number one,
right.
sit down. Number two, push this. Number three, scoot forward, whatever. But they don't tell you that. You just stare at it. I'll
yeah.
bet you they hardly have to clean them because nobody
well,
uses them.
There's, yeah. there's YouTube videos, Frank. Watch it after the show.
Well, that you know what I am. I'm going to watch it because I've never understood those things.
No, I didn't use it. What I was getting at with Uber, we took a taxi from the hotel to, or from the airport to the hotel. $43. Ridiculous. We took an Uber from the hotel to the airport.
$20.
$18.
Ooh-hoo.
With tips. With a tip.
How do you make money? How does drivers make money?
Well,
like
I asked our driver how that arrangement worked, and he was kind of, I don't know if he was telling me everything or not, but he was saying their rates have recently been cut a couple different times. But I assume that Uber takes a cut and the driver gets a cut. I don't know how much of a cut he gets. But some of the stories he was telling us
I
about.
Think there's two different kinds of Uber drivers. I think there are people who really do need that extra however many dollars a day they
right.
make because they need the extra money. And then I think there are people, they don't really need the money. They just get a kick out of picking strangers up and the stories that come
well,
out.
Well, the yeah. stories this guy was telling us about picking people up, because he said he normally worked like 3 to 6 a.m. on the strip.
Oh, that's a good time in Vegas.
He said the amount of drinks that have been thrown on him by prostitutes and just the calling the cops on different things.
I wouldn't need that.
He said it's unbelievable.
That's when I'd quit. First
right.
drink,
no,
gets,
right.
or the first puking in my car,
yeah.
I quit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have that.
No, I agree. I agree completely.
You know what they need? Uber has like three levels, right? There's
yeah.
Uber, there's Uber Black, and there's Uber X.
Yep.
Is Uber X the standard? Is that the?
I think so.
I think that's for
yeah.
minivans.
Okay,
stuff,
then
right?
Uber. No, wait. There's Uber. Okay, Uber X.
Or is that Uber XL?
There's no just Uber. It's Uber Black, Uber X, and Uber
yeah.
something.
Right.
I know there's one where you can.
There's
get
Uber
like,
pool too.
There's Uber X. If I were to take a ride home from the station right now, Uber X would cost me $26.99. Uber Select would cost me $54.41.
Oh, Select, I never heard of that.
Uber XL would cost me $39.46.
Well, there's also Uber Black. So the four
yeah,
levels.
Right.
Here's what somebody needs
and there's
to do.
Uber, that's premium. That would cost me $87.52.
Jeez. Somebody needs to come up with yeah, another right. level of Uber where the car is at least 10 years old. 10 years, 20. No, no. Old car, and it's the least expensive Uber for the people who just really are on a
just
tight
ride.
Yeah,
yeah,
tight budget.
And out there, they have Uber pool, which is, I guess, carpool. So you get in this pool and say, you know, I'm wanting to go to this bar.
So they pick
or whatever,
you up and somebody else and somebody. No,
yeah.
thank you. Straight drunk strangers
that,
in with me. Remember Rent-A-Wreck? I think they're still around, which I thought was the greatest idea ever. It was called Rent-A-Wreck, and it was a chain. And you rent not a new car. You rent a 8-10 year old car, and they were very affordable, and they ran. They were serviced, but they were old cars. It was called Rent-A-Wreck. I thought it was a great idea.
Interesting.
I don't know if they're still around. What else while we have still a few minutes? Oh, Jim, let's talk to Jim. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, Jim.
Ooh, Jim steps right up to that phone.
I'm AM and the PM, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
And this conversation has been more nonsensical than usual, because Limey says, have you ever seen WALL-E? You say no, and then the conversation just goes on. What happened in WALL-E, after you said, hey, can't we go anywhere and do anything and get anything anymore? Pretty soon we won't be able to walk. Well, in WALL-E, all the people up in a spaceship, way up in space, because the Earth is, I don't know if it's vacation or if it's where they live now, but everybody's on loungers, and they never leave the lounger, and everything they do is like on these mobile loungers to get their food, to go get entertained, whatever it is. Nobody walks anymore, and they all become gigantic, and nobody, and their ability to, you know, function goes away because they're all, nobody can do anything anymore. They all get weighted on hand and foot.
So I was right. I was seeing into the future.
Yes, you were, definitely, as you always do.
Well, now see, you guys laugh at me. I'm on to something here. Jim just confirmed it.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jim.
It is a cute movie.
Rent-A-Wreck still in business in Florissant.
Say, there you go. Mm-hmm. And you showed me a picture just now.
That was their location.
Yeah, they're okay cars. They're just not brand new or right. 2 years old. They're 5, 6, 7 years old. We have a few minutes. Anything else we need?
So I'll just say, we've said it a couple times. If you're the least bit interested in streaming services, all of the major streaming services offer a 7-day free trial. So if you want to try out YouTube TV or Hulu or Sling, go out. Give them your email address. Enter that 7-day free trial. It's as easy as a click of a button to cancel that when that 7-day free trial is over. And then you know whether or not you like the service, because we've tried a couple services that I did not like the guide, the way that the TV guide pulled up. That was out for me. So I was happy that they had a 7-day free trial and I didn't have to pay for a month's worth of service to find that out. You'll also find out if your internet connection and Wi-Fi in your house can support streaming a couple TVs at a time. So okay. Go out and give that 7-day free trial.
Limey raised his hand.
Yeah, I just did that actually with the Amazon Prime TV thing. I don't know, is it just Prime or is it Amazon Prime?
They have separated that out. You can get just the TV service now, or it is included with the Prime service as well.
All right, well, because there were two TV shows I wanted to watch, so I've got a free 30-day trial. I'm going to binge watch all of them and then cancel it.
Yeah.
Done.
Well, aren't you the perfect customer that would put every business out of business if everybody was like you? You're like the guy that buys a pair of pants, wears them to the prom, and takes them back and goes, I don't like
Amazon
these.
Amazon are hurting.
No, yeah, I'm not going to hurt.
You know what actually going to happen? You think you're going to do that, and you're going to get hooked on it, and you're going to want Amazon Prime. Because I'm going to tell you something, there's some tremendous programming on there.
I'm currently watching Man in the High Castle.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting one.
That's really
good. That's an alternate ending to World War II where The
Japanese and the Germans win. Yeah. They end up nuking Washington, D.C.
I don't like that idea.
It's an interesting show.
It is.
Want to talk to Bob?
Sure, Bob.
All right. Bob, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, could you repeat like what you've talked about the last 5 minutes? Since you dropped the front hole on us, I haven't been able to focus.
The streaming service?
Everything for the last 5 minutes. Frank, that was quite the description.
I think he was just kidding.
Oh, about the bidet. Yeah. We were talking about the bidet.
No, you need, Bob, you have to go to YouTube and get
humor lessons.
You have to go to YouTube and get bidet instructions. I can't, I don't even remember what I said. It's just that I'm scared of that thing. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Okay, bye. And then you weren't in a suite.
No.
It's interesting, though. It's interesting. I wonder why. In this country, some hotel rooms, or not even a suite, have bidets and some don't. And how many people actually use them? I'm going to bet you almost nobody.
In that hotel we stayed in Switzerland, I was afraid to touch anything because, like Las Vegas hotels, The mini bar was stocked, and if you lift it up,
yes.
the weight, if you lift it up, you buy it.
I didn't touch a thing in that mini bar.
I was afraid. You know, as soon as I saw stuff, I closed that door. I didn't want to bump into it.
I didn't touch it.
The hotel, I will say, Caesars, if you put something in the mini fridge, they charge you $75.
Oh, come on.
Like, if I had leftovers from a restaurant we went to and put it in the mini fridge.
Yeah, that's wrong.
The mini bar, it was a $75 fee.
So it's like $75 cold storage fee.
Right.
That's wrong.
I used to work in a hotel, and this might be one reason why they're putting in bidets.
What did you do in a hotel?
I worked as a server. This was years ago. And the housekeeping ladies would always complain whenever we had a tour group from Asia come in because they don't use toilet paper over there. So they had no idea what to do with the toilet paper once they were finished wiping. So they'd stuff it somewhere, like behind the roll or behind the thing, because they didn't realize they could flush it. So you get in something like that, they can just wipe it.
First told the story, I thought you were joking because I thought you said a tall group from Asia. And I'm like,
that's what I thought.
You said tall group. I thought you said tall group. I'm like, this is a joke.
So hold on.
If they didn't know what toilet paper was, how'd they know to wipe with it?
Because that was the only thing in there to clean. They knew what toilet paper was.
What do they use if they don't use toilet paper?
Bidets, fountains, stuff like that. In some countries, they use their hand and then they rinse it off with a jug of water next to the bathroom, next to the toilet seat.
We've talked about this on the air before.
America! Let me tell you something. The more I learn about other countries, say what you want, make fun of them, don't be a patriot, kneel, don't stand, do whatever you want, that's your right. This country... And now that I've been somewhere else, I'm more qualified to say this, far and away is better than any of these other places you could live. And there's one good example, people who wipe with their hand. Thank you.
Can we talk about the Muslims a couple weeks ago? You never touched their left hand? Because they're all left-handed down there.
If they extend the left hand, that's the poop hand. Right. That means I don't like you.
That's the poop hand.
Here, have my poop hand. All right, you know how to sign off.
I'm Josh the Tech Guy. It's time to say bye.
Yes, it is. There he goes. Josh Bauman. If you need him and you have a tech question, give them your email address.
JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com.
There you have it, Josh Bauman. He'll be back next Monday. I'll be in Vegas in October. My daughter's getting married in Las Vegas, and I'll see if we have a bidet in our room. And I'm serious. Have you ever used one, Limey? You ever used a bidet?
No.
Why would you say it like that?
Because like I know about them, sure, but I don't like. I'm like you. I don't trust them. That's weird. And how am I going to know that it's like clean down there? I mean, I'm still going to have to use toilet paper.
And isn't it blowing with a jet of water? I'm sorry, folks, but isn't it just like blowing poop all over the place?
What about the airport in France where when you walk up to the urinal, they got that waist-high mirror?
I didn't see that.
Oh, my God.
What? I didn't see that.
It was a waist-high. The airport in Paris, France, if you're standing at the urinal, they had a waist-high mirror. So I guess
we didn't go to Paris.
I didn't see that.
Our flight.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, you did?
Paris. Yeah, we had to fly through Paris to Atlanta.
Was that Charles de Gaulle Airport? Because that's a crappy airport.
I don't know that it...
I've been there. It's horrible.
I'm not sure if it was or not.
You can see the Eiffel Tower out.
Real quickly, in Amsterdam, they have urinating stations out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You walk behind a screen and pee into a grate on the ground. I did it.
Yeah.
Honest to
God. Oh, you did?
Yes. Wow. I've never seen anything like you just go, man, I need to pee. Oh, look, right there on the corner, there's a pee station.
And in Heidelberg, you got to pay to pee. You had to put coins in the restroom to be able to open the door to go in to pee.
Pay to pee.
Pay to pee.
Another reason why this is a great country.
America,
you don't have to pay to pee here.
America. Nice. Yes, yes. Okay. I have to do a quick bit of business here, and then it's on to the news and the Playhouse. First Community Credit Union, one of the great supporters of this show, sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. The original yard sale right here on 590. The Fan, there's no other sponsor. It's the exclusive and only sponsor. Now, here's what else I want you to know about First Community Credit Union. I want you to remember that they make motorcycle loans and boat loans, and they have wedding loans. I have never heard of another banking facility promote wedding loans. And why not? There are a lot of people who get married. And the bride's parents, I don't know how this got started, right about now I'd like to change it, the bride's parents are responsible for paying for the wedding, and not everybody has the money to pay for the wedding that mommy and daddy's little girl wants. And you want her to have the wedding she wants up to a point till it becomes ridiculous. So they have wedding loans at First Community Credit Union, and they make them very affordable. So remember that. Remember home improvement loans at First Community. And then remember all the other things you do wherever you bank, because they have all those services too. And we, those of us who are members, think they do it better and that their rates are more competitive than most. And you'll think that way too, I'm sure, when you decide to close your accounts and move them all and join us at First Community Credit Union. Over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Please don't go anywhere. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. America's heroes are back home. The members of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team are receiving a hero's welcome at the Newark International Airport. The team defeated the Netherlands in the Women's World Cup final in France yesterday. Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein is pleading not guilty to sex trafficking charges. Federal agents allegedly are finding a trove of evidence against Epstein.
Prosecutors say agencies